a person who wins a lot, whether they're winning, you know, at the lottery, scratch-offs, at the casino, the bake sale at school. That person who, you know, who always wins wherever you go. What is it about them? What makes them so different? Well, I call it the winner's mindset. And it's an energy, it's a vibe, and it's not necessarily something you're born with, but it's something you can make. So join me for episode number 602, Incredibly Lucky You, and we'll explore what the winner's mindset looks like here at Flow Dreaming. Flow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
All right, you ready? So what is the winner's mindset? So I've done episodes before about being lucky and the energy of luck. But I really kind of want to take it from another perspective this time. And normally when I talk about luck, and by the way, there's a fabulous Flow Dream called Super Lucky that you can find at flowdreaming.com. But normally when I talk about luck, and which is why I mentioned Super Lucky, what I'm talking about is this ability for people it kind of waltz through life, and they, wherever they go, they get stuff and they win stuff and they just feel optimistic and like, I'm going to get it. And I always enter the raffle because I always win. I mean, who among us feels that way all the time? Well, super lucky people do. So how do they get that way? What does that mean? So I want to shift it right here and talk about not just the people who just win things everywhere they go, but what about really intentional winning? You know, like, hey, I've got a Vegas trip booked here, and I'd kind of like to, you know, not just waste all my cash on those slots, but maybe come away ahead. And I've never really made a Flow Dream directed just at lotteries, bingo, raffles, prizes, gambling, etc., because I never wanted to give people this feeling that that's the only thing that we should be trying to create in our lives, that that's the only path that good fortune can come to us. It's not. In fact, it's one of the least stable paths because, yes, there's a lot of people competing for one small thing to happen. So it's never been my number one path for those of you who are out there to create and manifest and, you know, make stuff happen for yourselves. But if you are out there and you do have a fun trip planned and you do like going out to, you know, pick up some scratch-offs after work, then this is the show for you. And not only that, but there is a new Flow Dream out. It's called Winner's Mindset. So I'd like you to look that up at flowdreaming.com. It can really help you. And with that, we're going to launch into some of the psychology behind what makes people winners and other people not. And not only that, but can you change that energy about yourself? Can you actively develop it and work on it? Yes, of course, through flow you can, because I've already thought that through or I wouldn't be doing this episode, correct? So let's look at winner's mindset. First of all, there was a fellow named Richard Wiseman. He is a professor of psychology at the University of Hertfordshire. I don't know if I can even pronounce that correctly, in England. Or he was. I don't know where his whereabouts are now, but he wrote a book and it made him very popular and well known. And in it, he talked about what makes people lucky. What's the difference between lucky and unlucky people? And I think the topic of luck is fascinating because from my flow perspective, luck can be something that takes your power away. Whenever something is outside you that has to be done to you or for you to get the emotional impact that you're looking for, it can become a power leak. And luck is certainly that. Because often with luck, it's a matter of, well, it didn't happen to me, therefore I can't have, I don't feel, I'm not. Right? And we go into this downward sort of spiral. However, turns out, luck doesn't always happen to you. You happen to luck. Pretty cool, huh? So let's explore that as we talk about some of the characteristics of the lucky person, right? First of all, according to Professor Wiseman, they maximize their chance opportunities. In other words, lucky people tend to be more outgoing. I know, I hate to say that because I myself am an introvert, but wait, there's a way to fix this. Nonetheless, lucky people tend to be extroverts, right? They keep in touch with people, they talk to people, they go meet people, they bring people into their lives. They're around a lot of people. And what happens is they open up this huge network, right? And the network creates opportunities, lots of chance opportunities. So a person who's introverted, this is based on also, we've talked about this before, right? Action, action. The more action you give to flow, the more opportunity comes to you. The more you're stuck, the more you should just be doing stuff just to change up the, you know, the chips on the table, to have more opportunities, different things there for you to play with and move out of stuck position. But this is number one. What makes a person lucky? Well, they have a lot of people. They have a huge network that's offering them opportunity after opportunity, many of which end up becoming very lucky. So, you know, in contrast, people who aren't lucky, they're, like I said, they spend time by themselves. They stay to themselves. They stay in routines. They don't like surprises. They like things to be predictable and controlled. Things that are predictable and controlled, well, that's another hallmark of often not really being in flow, which is filled with change and transition, which if you listen to my most recent other episode, you'll know. But as an introvert, you can also start to become more lucky because you can still be a quiet, withheld type of energy as long as you're out there continuing in your own personal way to make connections with people, to go to things, to do things. Don't do it the big flashy way that you see the extroverts doing it. You don't have to launch into the party, but you can go. What it comes down to is the more opportunities or the more that you position yourself to have opportunities, the higher the chances you get to have a very lucky opportunity. Now, Dr. Wiseman doesn't say anything about having unlucky opportunities because you have all these, you know, opportunities around you. But I tend to feel that if you are in alignment with good feeling, if you are in alignment with positive optimism, the unlucky opportunities, the bad chances, tend to get mitigated or minimized. Keep that in mind as we go through the list because we'll circle back to that. The next thing is, hey, I love this one. My favorite. People who are lucky, they trust their intuition. Yeah, 90% of them who consider themselves lucky trust their gut feelings, especially when it came to relationships, but also when it comes to their career. In other words, lucky people are tapped in. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it, from our flow world perspective? If you are empathically connected, not just to another person, but to a thing, to the cards in someone's hand, to the numbers that are riffling through your mind, well, rifling? I don't know. You're probably connected to the things that you want to make you feel better and happier. Therefore, the things that you're empathically sort of reaching out with your intuitive self, are the things that will benefit you. So lucky people not only just feel things like, here's my number, 22, 10, 9, 15, whatever, but they're doing something about them, right? They're used to acting on their intuitive hits. They trust themselves and they trust that intuitive self to get them into things that feel good, that give back to them, that advance them. Kind of makes sense. The next one is they expect to be lucky. They believe that things that are just kind of hanging out there in the world could be good, could be bad. They tend to think, yeah, they're going to be good. So this, again, plays into another one of our flow dreaming cardinal rules. I love how there's this mirror between everything that he discovered and the topics we've been talking about for years. One of our cardinal rules is that if you have a lot of lack thinking inside of you, you tend to attract lack, right? You're looking for lack, you expect lack, you're bracing for lack, you're on the defense against lack. So of course you get a lot of lack because you're like, hey, baby, I'm ready for you. Check it out. I'm all like prepared for you. And the universe says, well, this is what you're prepared for and this is what you get. But lucky people tend to say, I think it's going to work out. I think everything's going to be okay. I think this might even be in our favor. This feels like I don't need to worry about it. So the people who are deeply invested in lack are saying to themselves, you're crazy. You're going to get creamed. You've got to be ready and prepared, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, I'm not saying, you know, don't be silly. If you live in a high crime district, of course you should lock your doors. It does make sense. But on the other hand, when you walk around with an energy that just emanates from you, that says things are probably going to work out my way, things are probably going to do well for me, again, your flow, your future, your life is answering you, is mirroring you. It's reflecting you everywhere you go. And what it's saying is, yeah, you are lucky and things are working out for you. You expect it. We serve it up. Yes, ma'am. You put your order in for pancakes and eggs and you get that right back from the kitchen. You don't get back something different. You get what you order and you get what you feel. So lucky people expect, hey, I'm going to be lucky. And this one for me is a particular kind of aha, little summer, hey, wake up. Because I am the person who does go to the charity event and they have the big raffle and I go, oh, I never win that. But my husband, he should enter. So I'm like, I give him the $10 and I'm like, you get a ticket, not me, because you're lucky. But you see, he feels he's lucky. And then I compound that, I double it up by saying, and I think you're lucky too. Now we're both all focusing on his luck. What do you think happens? He's a pretty lucky guy. We're pretty lucky. Now, of course, I recognize that. It's sort of silly, but I do recognize a broader idea at play here, which is we should all just switch over and say, yeah, I'm the lucky one. I'm going to be lucky. I'm going to be lucky. I'm going to be lucky. And I'm going to be lucky. And then watch and see if, when, how things shift to match that in me. The final point that this man makes is that lucky people tend to find the good in anything. And I know that's kind of a weird one because you're thinking, well, if you find the good, of course you feel lucky, whether you're lucky or not. There's got to be some bar that you have to pass to be considered luck versus just putting on a happy face, right? Putting on an optimistic face. But this one, again, plays into, hey, it's your beingness. You're an optimistic person. You generally don't expect lack. You expect things to work out. You're listening to your gut feelings, which are telling you here, not there, this, not that. I'm reading it and I feel it and bingo, that's the one. And I'm going to act on it by taking opportunity, by investing, by going in, right? You can see how finding the good in things kind of goes along with that entire mindset. Even when a bad thing happens, you're the one to find the silver lining. And when you do that, what are you saying to your future? What are you saying to flow? What energy are you squeezing out around you? When you find the good in something, what you're saying is, yeah, I can see maybe it has a bad side, but look at this amazing good side. You continue to pump your energy full of positive expectation. And what you are is what you create. So yeah, luck, it's really just a reflection of your inner state of being. Now, thankfully, our inner states of being can be changed. That is why I am a diehard born again and over again flow dreamer, because you can change that inner state of being. You practice it, you do it, you feel it over and over and over again, and who you are can actually develop into new directions and can become different. So if you want to be lucky, if you want the winner's mindset, you cultivate it and you practice it. This means more than just, you know, crossing your fingers and doing a secret little prayer to God, you know, before you buy that, you know, scratch off. I love those bargains, right? If you let me win this, I promise I'll be a good girl for the rest of my life. No. Right? We don't bargain with the universe. We stand in our power in the universe. And we say, I'm putting myself out there. I'm taking lucky, emotionally and intuitively guided action. I have positive expectation, and I feel good about the things I put my hand into. What else is the universe going to say back to you? It's going to say, cool, let's give you some. Because imagine if the universe was this dude standing around with a whole bunch of, I don't know why I'm seeing this, but you know, in an old baseball game, and the guy has the popcorn and the sodas and stuff around his neck and going up and down the bleachers. Imagine all these people with their arms folded, looking the other way, shut down, expecting not to win. And then he has all these other people in the stands, looking straight at him, expecting, I'm going to win, I'm going to get that, we're going to have a good time, everything is great, I'm practicing this over and over and over. Where do you think the universe is going to give their goodies? Maybe it's not a perfect analogy because, yes, you have to pay, you know, $19 for a beer at the ballpark. But nonetheless, pretend you didn't have to do that. Pretend they were free. The person going up and down is going to be looking directly in the eye of the people who are looking at him or her, of course. So when the universe is looking to give out its goodies, it's looking to see who's there for them, who's here for my goodies. And that's the lucky person. Lucky people are not desperate. Winners are not desperate. Winners are not going to the casino with the last $100 in their bank account going, oh, please, please, I have nothing. I'm so desperate. I don't have anything. I really need this. Because what's the energy that's coming out of you in that state? Desperation, fear, risk, fear. It's my last bit of money. I need this. I hope I get it. I never get it. I need it. I'm in such a poor state. That is what the universe is hearing. And it kind of makes sense. And you think, darn it, the people who need to win never win. It's always that old bozo over there who's winning everything. Why? Because the old bozo is carrying around a feeling of, I always win everything. Feels really good. I trust my gut. I'm aligned to it. Yeah, I got it. And often they're not even that, you know, thoughtful. They just are it. It's not like they're working hard on their personal growth like we are. They just have that. And it gets us upset because we're like, we deserve that. We're working on it. Well, you know what? The universe mirrors what you are. So take all of that power back into yourself. What are you? Are you a lucky person? Practice it, right? Make a commitment right now. This week, I'm going to be lucky. This week, if there's an opportunity for me to buy a ticket or, you know, put a dollar in a slot machine or, you know, enter a contest, I'm going to do it. I'm going to see what happens. Not because I'm challenging the universe to prove it to me, right? That is a different feeling, right? That's challenge. That's you saying, break my lack. I dare you. And the universe is like, well, obviously you want to keep that lack intact, so we're not going to break it. Can't be challenging. Got to be overflowing, effervescent. Effortless. And if you're not that way yet, that's exactly when you flow dream to be that way, right? Pick up super lucky, pick up winner's mindset, practice it and play with it. On my website, I have testimonials. What do you call them? Fan mail from people who are always sending me notes saying, I won $1,000. I won $1.5 million. Actually, that was one of the biggest wins that someone has credited flow dreaming with. She said, I just knew it was right. I flow dreamed. I went right in and bam. So I see this all the time. Like I said, though, I don't promote it because what's really happening if you're only trying to get your winnings through gambling is that you're going against many, many other people where there can only really be one or two winners. In my flow world, I prefer to be in a place where there's 1,000 winners. And I'm one of those 1,000. I'm 10 of those 1,000 where there's lots coming to me and it's not narrowed down or pinched. which is a whole other episode about opening to broader ways to have value come into your life, et cetera, et cetera. But to keep everything on point for today's show, just practice being a winner. I know you can do this. Give yourself that. Play with it. It's kind of a fun exercise. And go have fun. Enjoy yourself. And if you end up using one of these flow dreams, or even just from this conversation here, and you do win something, drop me a line. Let me know. Put it up on my I Love Flow Dreaming site, or send me a little note on Instagram. I'd love to hear from it. I love to hear about all of your wins, by the way. In fact, in Me School, that's one of the things I often start our classes with the students. I'm like, let's share some wins. Let's all celebrate together. I'm training people and teaching people to share wins, expose their successes, because oftentimes, and this goes into a whole deeper layer, a whole other episode, I'm sure, but oftentimes we cover up our wins because it's dangerous to expose them. We cover up our successes, we downplay them, we, you know, poo-poo them and say, no, it's not really, because we've been taught to do that for safety. Mm-mm. That's not how we want to live in flow. That's not how we want to live as a person who wins and is lucky. We own our winnings. We own our successes, all of them. And we invite everyone, come share the winning energy with me so we can all overflow with it and even go bigger with it. So that wraps up this episode this week. A short but sweet one to leave you in that state of I can win and I feel like I'm a winning and I'm doing so well and I get money and I get trips and I get free stuff of all kinds over and over and over. And again, we're not doing a flow dream for it in this show because there's some really good ones at the shop as well as several that I've done in my archives. If you scroll through and you're looking for those archives, you can find them in iTunes, Google Play. You can also find them on the Flow Dreaming app. There's 600 and what, two or three episodes now. So go get them. And I'll talk to you guys all next week when we come back and play with more Flow Dreaming. I want to take a moment to tell you about Me School. Now, of course, you can look all of this up on the website at flowdreaming.com. Look up Me School. And the whole thing will be written out for you in great and glorious detail. But as long as you're here and you've just been listening to this episode, maybe the thought's crossing your mind. What would happen if I really learned all of this flow dreaming stuff? What would happen if I gave myself some personal growth on a really stepped up level? What would I be capable of? Where could I go? Most of my Me Schoolers enter Me School not exactly knowing where they want to go. And that's mistake number one I want you to avoid. You don't have to know what you're trying to create for yourself. If you've been through a transition recently, or you're even just looking at the next decade of your life and thinking, what's going to happen in it? Well, I'm here. We're here because that's what we specialize in. Showing you, helping you, pointing you where you can say, I know how I'm going to feel in that decade, and I know some of the things now that I want to add in. We take you from a place of being stuck and not knowing into a place of total, powerful clarity, of excitement. You are raring to go. And maybe that's a feeling you haven't had in a while. Well, it's still there. It's hiding, and I know how to get it back. So come join me. Come visit. We are a beautiful, vibrant, loving, intimate community of very powerful, accepting creators, seekers, and dreamers. We make things happen. You will be intensely surprised by the quality of people who are around you. And why? Because I spend my time with you for a whole year, and I'm picky. I am, which means that everyone in Me School is a choice cut, man. They're the top. They're the best people. Doesn't mean they're the biggest in their careers or this or that, but they're good people. And they're people who do the work. And they're generous people. And they're loving people. They're the people I want to hang out with. And I'm inviting you to come in with us. Because over the course of the year, we're going to talk together every month, multiple times a month. You're going to be learning things. You're going to be testing things, trying things. I have hundreds of techniques that I teach you. And we go over them together. And they will reveal you and unfold you to yourself in a way you have never seen before. So please come join me. At least get on my schedule to talk to me. I open up times throughout my work month where I talk to potential new students, and it's gentle. We just discuss, hey, are you ready? Are you almost ready? Maybe you're not ready. We'll find out. But it's good to call, and it's good for us to talk, because it puts it on your radar, and it's the first step in your commitment to yourself. So I invite you to go to flowdreaming.com, swipe to it on your phone or go on your desktop, and go ahead and set up a time and let's talk. I can't wait.
Thank you.
Hey friends, a couple things to tell you about that I think you'll really enjoy. Flow dreaming is a universe, actually. In other words, yes, there is a technique, but it's also an entire community of those of us who flow dream. And I have a lot to give you to get you started that's 100% free. So if you go to flowdreaming.com, the first thing you need to do is download my free kit that teaches you how to flow dream. It contains an audio of a flow dream that's been recorded called Positive Flow, just to get you right into flow state in under 15 minutes. It also includes a tutorial and a PDF guidebook. Now, if you're on your mobile device right now, you can also get it by just going to the App Store and downloading the Flow Dreaming app, and it will come preloaded with this wonderful kit for you to learn the process. The next thing I wanted to mention for you is that Me School is my active, gorgeous, beautiful community of flow dreamers. And we learn together, we share, and we grow into our manifestational, our co-creational, and mostly our own deep, immense inner power. We do this together in a mentorship type, school type format, but believe me, no tests, no quizzes. It's the best place you've ever been to. It calls itself a school. But it's really the place where you will completely transform yourself from inside out. So check that out too. Last of all, I hope I see you guys on Facebook or Instagram. Just look up Summer McStravick or Flow Dreaming and come say hi to me there. Until next time, my love to you all.